So Mackay Arena, which is part of the Parrott Convocation Center, which is basically the entire athletic facility, includes, you know, obviously Burchard, which was here a long time ago. Then they built Parrott, which houses Mackay, in 1990 it opened. And then the rec center from there. So you probably have three buildings that are connected. So Mackay was named after Dick Mackay and Aline Mackay, and they were very instrumental in putting money towards the arena. But the court was left nameless for, well, the first year of basketball was like 66, 67, I think it was. And Coach Hodge was a player here from 72 to 75. And up until 2002, he had the most points ever in our program's history. He's like third in assists. One of the more winningest players during his career. Then he stuck around. He was at least here for 1 year as an assistant. And he coached at a high school for 3 years. And then I think it was when he was 26 or 27, came back as head coach. 79-80 season was his first year. So he would have graduated in 75. And then there would have been another three seasons. And then he was here for 39 years as the head coach. And in his 40th season, which would have been the 2018-19 season, he fell ill and actually passed away in November of 2018. He didn't coach any games in his 40th season. That's when they named me the interim coach. I was his assistant for 10 years, and then I was a student assistant for him for 4 years in my undergrad. So I had 14 years with him, obviously the latter 14 years of his career. And very unexpected passing. He had dealt with some things, but not terminal illness or anything. So very unexpected. So, you know, and it's not just the impact. So obviously, you know, you do the math. He played here for four, coached here for 40, another year as assistant. He's here for 45 years of the 55 seasons. You know, ONU men's basketball is very synonymous with his name. And obviously, not just the basketball, but because that's a volleyball court, is like that's what volleyball uses. So, but he's very, I mean, he was a part of a lot of the years of the athletic department. You know, he's here. And he was never the AD or never in those leadership positions, but he was here at very early on, and he was, you know, for 40. You know, just think about all the years and influence and impact he had on students, and obviously, and so. You look at his basketball resume. You know, he won 775 games. He was the winningest active coach in the NAI when he passed. Okay, so he had that, you know, a lot next to his name. He was an NAI Hall of Famer in 2014. He was named to that. He's in the CCAC Hall of Fame, which is our conference, the Chicagoland Collegiate Athletic Conference. He's in the IBCA, which is the Illinois Basketball Coach Association Hall of Fame. He's been in that. He went to the national tournament so many times. He won he had all these achievements, right? Took a team to the Final Four in 2000, had 3 other years. They went to the Elite Eight, which was 2002, 2003, and then 2006. So all of those things, right, that he accomplished as a coach here. Then, you know, obviously his career as a player was probably just as notable as his coaching career. And so his number was the first number to be retired here. All three of his kids graduated from Olivet. So just left a really long lasting legacy. And what's really cool is that I get to coach on that court now. And I was with him for most of my, I've coached here for all but 1 year of my career. So really neat to have the honor to coach on that floor. And I still walk out there sometimes and it's like, this is really cool. You know, his name's on the court. It's so deserving. Just highly, highly successful, highly respected. You know, all the accolades have gone alongside his career. And so the decision was made, I think it was made in like during the 1920 season. And then obviously when they redid the court in July of 2020, that was very much part of the renovation of the court, was to put his name on. So my dad went to school here. Actually, my dad was a senior here when Coach Hodge was a freshman. So my dad had an opportunity to see him play when he was in school. And so he knew him. And then my brother, who was just a year older than me in school, decided to come to Olivet. Coach Hodge really recruited him heavily, and I wasn't the player my brother was, but I was still obviously looking to be involved in basketball, and I knew that I wanted to coach at some point. I didn't really know what that was going to look like. And Coach Hodge was gracious enough, the summer after my senior year, I was getting ready to make a decision on what school I was going to go to, and he was, again, gracious enough to allow me to be a student assistant for 4 years, which... Basically, what he said was, if you want to learn and be a part of a college program, I will give you every opportunity to do that. And he did that. And every coaches me, every practice, game, varsity JV game. I got to travel with the team. I got to break down film. I got to be a part of the staff. And I was, you know, in my undergrad. And so really just like a four-year just crash course into college coaching. And obviously someone of his pedigree and his knowledge and experience, right? You can't put there's just a tremendous value in that. And so, and I knew, probably didn't know when I was 18 that I would have that experience, but when I got out, when I graduated, I felt so much more prepared to go be a part of another staff. And so I went and graduated, I went and coached at a school in Central Illinois, Eureka College, for a year, and then that summer I was getting ready to start my second year there, and I had heard that the assistant job was opening, and so Coach called me and said, hey, know you're coaching, are you interested? And I said, absolutely. I said, it was a no-brainer. And so, you know, I love being at Olivet, obviously I love being here, he's like, well, let's meet. And Coach was a big golfer, loved to play golf, and so my interview was 18 holes of golf at Bon Vivant Golf Country Club, which is no longer here. But so we played and we had lunch and had a great day. And then obviously I was offered the job. And 10 years later, you know, I've been assistant for 10 years. The experience was just tremendous. I mean, you know, the one thing about Coach is he was tremendously loyal. Like he only had 4 full-time assistants in his entire career. And we've only had 4 head coaches in 56 seasons. So, I mean, and a lot, big part of that was his, but so there's been a ton of stability in our program, a ton of tradition because of the players and because of the, and so, you know, he was so good at bringing in the right fits to our program. And so, you know, I learned what that looked like. I learned what how Olivet operated, right? How to go about your business and be responsible and steward a program. And he was so good at that. He had high expectations for his players, and he challenged his player. He coached hard, but again, he impacted on and off the floor in every facet. And so I got to see that, observe that, and he continued to give me more and more responsibility throughout my 10 years, and was really appreciative of his ability to give me some freedom as his assistant, and really have some fond memories of all those years. And it wasn't even necessarily like the times we would talk about basketball, but he was a family man. Like, he had 3 kids, he had a daughter, I have 2 daughters, and they were both really young. Like, my oldest was 3, my artist was 4, my youngest was just born when he had just passed. And so, like, if I brought them around, you know, he was almost like another grandfather to them. And so he was always so supportive of, you know, because when you're coaching, sometimes it's tough. You miss time with your families. And so he was always very good about that. But he challenged me. He really challenged me and prepared me. And what's interesting is throughout my career, there were moments where I'm like, oh, I felt like I was ready to be a head coach. Well, he probably never told me that I wasn't, or he would always encourage me. But he knew that he had to keep teaching me and to keep coaching me, because I think he saw that there was some opportunity for me move in the future. And you know, I think back, if he was still here, he probably would still be coaching. I don't know. I would really be interested to see how our relationship would have evolved, you know, even to now, if he wasn't around it, and just to see the conversations that we would have. Because I, you know, you're never done learning as a coach. And so I would always be willing to have those conversations and listen to him, and I'm sure he would share his opinion of some things that we're doing, maybe he didn't like, but he was always so supportive and encouraging, And I always appreciate that. So again, just really, really blessed to have that relationship for the years that I did. And, you know, later on, as I got older, because he was my dad's age. And so he was like a second, and he had that relationship. But as I got older into my 30s, we became more friends. Like we had more of a friendship than we did like father son. And I didn't really even realize that until after he was gone, that we had really, that started to kind of be something, because we would go have lunch, or we would go play golf, or go, you know, go recruiting, and then we would just talk about life. And so I really miss that as much as anything. You know, one of the things I really remember was he was not highly emotional. He wasn't like going to give you a hug and, you know, that kind of stuff. And early on in my career, we went down to the University of Illinois Springfield, and they were a ranked Division II team. And we go down there, and we beat them by like 15. We played really well. And I don't know what it was that made him do it, but we're sitting on the bench, and right when the horn sounds, he like slapped me on the leg and said, "Good job." And I remember that like it was yesterday. It was like my second or third year, because he was encouraging, but he wasn't like a constant good job or great job kind of guy. Like, so I remember that, and there was a few other moments. So, you know, though, I kind of hold on to those as like, man, okay, maybe I am figuring this out, right? I'm doing okay. Because we all need affirmation from time to time. Really value that relationship in a lot of ways.